United Methodists from around the world have endorsed a major change to church rules. Church delegates at their general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina, voted on steps that could end the church's ban on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings. NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports.
The proposal, called regionalization, essentially would allow different geographic regions, North America, Europe, Africa, and the Philippines, to make their own rules about ministry. One of the architects of this plan is Reverend D. Stickley Minor.
I celebrate that this is a beginning of a new way of being a worldwide church where our voices are actually heard and we can begin to listen to one another in new ways.
By breaking apart the Methodist Church in this way, it's far more likely that its ban on same-sex marriage and LGBTQ clergy could be lifted in the U.S. while allowing churches elsewhere to make their own rules. Bishop Tracy Smith Malone is the incoming president of the United Methodist Council of Bishops.
Yes, it decenters the U.S., but it also dismantles colonialism, giving a sense of agency, a sense of autonomy, while still keeping us connected missionally, still keeping us as one body, people called United Methodist.
A big concern in recent years has been how there appears to be a will to lift bans on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex marriage in the U.S., but that sentiment is not widespread in other parts of the world. Reverend Emmanuel Sinjo Hangara of the Burundi Conference says he is pleased with this reorganization.
What matters in Africa may not necessarily matter to the U.S. church, and what matters to U.S. church may not necessarily matter to the African church.
The regionalization plan passed by 78%, but still needs to be ratified by local annual conferences. They'll take up the measure in the coming year. Meanwhile, separate proposals to remove restrictive language about LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings globally are on the agenda next week for this United Methodist General Conference. But the regionalization vote could make those proposals less contentious and perhaps less likely to pass. Jason DeRose, NPR News.